Welcome to From the Sycamore, Finding Faith in the Ordinary, the podcast where we explore and reflect on biblical scriptures, in addition to weekly readings from the Catholic Mass, to help us seek and find faith in the everyday moments of life. I'm your host, Brian Brooks. St. Francis de Sales wrote, "I was lately near a beehive, and some bees flew out on my face. I put up my hand to drive them away. And stop, said a countryman. There is no fear. Do not touch them, and they will not hurt you. If you touch them, they will sting you." I believed his words, and not one of them injured me. Today's episode, we are going to talk about temptation. Those bees that seem to want to attack us, especially when we're in this time of Lent and fasting. We may feel that we have a swarm of bees around our head every single day. In the absence of, we notice. Have you ever seen those experiments with young children where they will give kids cookies or marshmallows and tell these young children with this delight right in front of them, do not eat those cookies, do not eat those marshmallows. And then the observer leaves the room to see what will happen. The season of Lent for me is that time to recognize how often we have faced temptation away from the Lord each day. When you work to give up something to improve yourself or focus on the distractions in your life, it's like being that kid with that delightful dessert right in front of you, and you just can't eat it at the moment. Now, St. Francis of de Sales writes about temptation being like bees. Don't engage with them. Leave them alone, and they will not sting. During this journey of 40 days of Lent, we will be and have been faced with temptations to break our Lenten promises. We may forget it's Friday and eat meat. We may even make an excuse to eat that little piece of chocolate or let anger get in the best of us. Or we may speak ill of someone, use a curse word, get involved in gossip, even use the Lord's name in vain. And we break that promise to ourselves and to God to recognize that sacrifice, that fast. So think about it, out of 365 days, we are reflecting on just 40 of those. And think, you know, now that we're kind of midway through Lent, think about those times that you've been tempted. Think about that fasting commitment that you made to improve yourself or to give something, how you want to approach these 40 days. If you can go back and write down all of your temptations or the times that you might have broken that. Now, go ahead and multiply that number by 9. Why 9? Well, I'm trying to get us close to 365 days. Now look at that number. That number should give you a good perspective of the daily temptations we face throughout the year. For many of us, Lent was the giving up of something. A reminder of Jesus' sacrifice for us. So we too shall sacrifice. Personally, I feel it's an opportunity to recognize why God gave up his only son for us. Yes, to forgive us of our sins, But for us to seek God and to know God, to visualize the cross as a reminder that temptation enters our life every day. St. Francis de Sales states, "These temptations, like others, are but afflictions, and we must rely upon the assurance of Holy Scripture. Blessed is he who endures temptation, for having been proud, he shall receive the crown of life. I must inform you that I have seen few persons advanced in holiness without trial, and therefore we must have patience. Our God will send the calm after the storm." Just some very powerful words of St. Francis de Sales. A reminder that we will face these trials, not just in these 40 days, but every day. As I was going through the sorrowful mysteries with the rosary, I was reminded of the trials Jesus went through in those 24 hours. To be seated at the table with his disciples, that power and struggle that he had with the agony in the garden. To even at that time with his flesh was torn, and I'm going to get into all this in a future podcast. But it was just that humanity that he had that was on display, that God was showing us. And even when he was on the cross, he prayed for us. He forgave us. And remember that other criminal that was being crucified was tempting Jesus even at the last moment. Come off that cross. Save us. A reminder that human part, that humanity is filled with sin and that we're going to be tempted every day. But we have to move through these trials. And the way we make it through these trials is we seek the cross. We seek that true relationship with God and that we walk in his ways. And remember that St. Francis tells us, don't keep on swiping at those bees. Leave them alone. They're going to exist, but don't engage with them. Because once you engage with temptation, it's going to find a way to sting you. So in times of trial, in times of temptation, seek God. Bring God into your life. As always, thank you for joining me on this reflective journey on From the Sycamore, Finding Faith in the Ordinary. And may you be seeking God during this time of Lent and every day, and recognizing those temptations in your life, to be looking at whatever it might be. It might be that marshmallow or that cookie in your life that's saying, I want to go this way. And try to make that connection again. What is that dessert that you've been told not to partake in? Is it gossip? Is it anger? You know, kind of go through those sins. You know, is it envy? Is it greed? And go back to what St. Francis de Sales said, you know, about the bees. Don't engage with them. Seek God. Well, until next time, may you have the perspective of being atop a sycamore with an open mind and heart to seek, feel, and find faith